Welcome back, Zyronians, to the Zyronian Brawl Academy podcast. Oh my gosh, I did that so badly. I'm sorry. The reason I did that was because Link asked me to do my intro in an American accent, so I did. Okay, so anyway, today I'm going to be ranking the current hypercharges in the game. I was supposed to do something else. I started recording it, and then I realized that it was a terrible episode, so yeah, I'm not doing that. So we have two new replies from episode 65. Link says, I have 40,000 trophies. Can you please do your best American? Can you please do your best American accent next episode?" I did. You're very welcome. And then, okay, last episode. What's your least favorite episode 66 gameplay and rambling feet, Omar? What's your least favorite game mode and why? Liz Clark Adams says, "Hypercharge Unleash. My friend code is blah 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 blah." Yeah, I did send you a friend request. And Goofy Gamer 2 says, "Gem grab because it's so boring." And Miles says, "I don't know, I don't like the whole game, just kidding. My least favorite game mode is solo, maybe I'm a clown, me and Kaka are similar." Kaka says, "Gem grab, more like grab poo. Also showdown because of all the clowns I'm on too. Please don't talk about clowns on the podcast, I have a huge fear of clowns." That was me talking about Kaka, by the way. Brawl Life Pod says, "Brawl Ball, you get most hypercharging fun, please don't kick me, I got grounded." Sorry that you got grounded and I did not kick you. Pulsar says, "My podcast has launched. It's called Immortal Brawl. See, I did check it out. If you want to do a collaboration, make sure to reach out to me." And I'm like reading out stuff really, really quickly. Oh yeah, and for the poll, I asked, "Do you want Omar to be back on the pod?" 6 people say yes, 3 people say no, which is sad, but you know, your opinion is your opinion. Anyway, there's this new thing in Supercell Store where you can donate, like, gem packs to other people, which is really cool. It's the season of giving. You don't have to. But, I mean, it's an option. Okay, yeah, sorry, I cut off. I accidentally went on something else and the recording stopped. Thankfully, it's still saved. But, yeah, as I said, today I'm going to be ranking the current hypercharges in the game. So, at the time of recording, there are 18 hypercharges in the game. See, I'm gonna just start. So, my least favorite hypercharge is Edgar's. It doesn't make a change to super, gives him extra reload speed and I believe extra damage. I don't think Edgar really needs that. Obviously, it helps him, but I don't think that's what his hypercharge should have been. Next, at 17th place, I have Pearl. The reason for this, it's useful to block off areas, but realistically, Pearl's super just knocks them out of that area, so her hypercharge, the area, doesn't really get that much value. 16th place, I have Charlie's hypercharge because what it does is, so what Pearl's does is once she uses her super, she leaves an area on the ground, kind of like a spike super. And then what Charlie's does is when she supers someone, 3 spiders spawn. The reason I don't really like this is because the spiders can't attack because the person's in a cocoon, so it's not getting much value there either. Next, at number 15, I have Fang's hypercharge. It's alright. Fang's hypercharge makes it so he goes through walls and he leaves popcorn on the ground. This is useful to counter out throwers, but on most of the maps you're playing Fang on, there's usually not that many walls. And, I mean, it's alright, but not my favourite. At 14th place, I have Shelly's hypercharge. What it does is it makes her super, I believe, 33% wider. Or is that spikes? I don't know. It makes her super wider. This is not useful because Shelly usually uses her super at close range, so the extra length on her super doesn't really affect her, because, I mean, it's alright, but it's not the best one. 13th place, At 13th place, I have Bull's hypercharge. He just takes less damage while he's supering. I mean, it's a okay hypercharge. It's not the best one, but it's not the worst one. Also, sorry if you can hear the vacuum in the background. We're doing, like, cleaning because it's Christmas after tomorrow, which is really, 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 really cool. I will be posting an episode on Christmas for you guys to listen to. It'll be like a Christmas draft. I'll be recording it tomorrow, but posting it on the 25th, so Christmas. Where was I? Oh yeah, so at 12th place, I have Colts. Colts is, his super's wider. it makes it super easier to hit, and also it can break more walls, but it doesn't add like a drastic change to super like some of the ones I have at the top of the list. At 11th place, I have Maisie's Hypercharge. It's good if you're like right on top of someone. So what it does is when you use your super, it's like a Hank super and a Maisie super combined into one. So she shoots out, I believe, 6 attacks in a star shape, like towards, like away from her. So kind of like a Hank super and a Maisie super combined. I mean, it's okay, but usually you won't be hitting many of those projectiles. At 10th place, I have Spike's Hypercharge. What it does is it just makes it super larger. I know it's pretty simple, but it can be really useful, especially when you pair that with his mythic gear. What his mythic gear does is it increases the slow effect that you get when you go into Spike's super. So that means, one, they're slower, so it takes more time for them to get out of the super, and the super's larger, so it takes even longer to get out of that super. So it's pretty much a guaranteed kill, as long as they're not like on the edge of the super already. At 9th place, I have Jackie's Hypercharge. Jackie's Hypercharge is alright. So what it does is once you super, any person you hit with your super is slowed. What I've never thought about, I just thought of this. So if you slow them with your Hypercharge and then use your speed gadget, you have extra speed, they have less speed. So it's basically a guaranteed kill every time. It's pretty useful to secure kills and stuff like that. At 8th place, I have Leon's Hypercharge. So Leon's Hypercharge makes it so that while he is... So if he attacks during his super, or at least his Hypercharge super, he will stay invisible. So you can see him for that flash when he attacks, but you can't... Actually, can you? I'm not sure if you like go on invisible while you're attacking or something. I'm not sure exactly how. But it means that once you attack, you can run away and they won't be able to see where you run to. So it's pretty useful, but it's not the best one. At 7th place, I have Miko's Hypercharge, which I actually think I want to move to last place. So let's move that to last place, shall we? Actually, no, not last place. I'll move it just above Edgar's Hyper... No. Above Pearl, above Charlie. Yeah, I'll put it here, right below Fangs, I think. Yeah, so anyway, at 15th place, going back a bit, I put Miko's Hypercharge. The reason for this is because, yes, his Hypercharge is useful, you get that stun, but one, you might not hit that super, and two, what's really annoying is that you have a time limit on your Hypercharge, how long you can, like, how long the Hypercharge effect lasts. And while you're in the air, that time is still ticking. So by the time you get down, you get the Hypercharge effect for maybe, I don't know, 2 more seconds, and then it's over. So you get no Hypercharge effect value. So you either use the super, you use the Hypercharge only for the super or only for the effects. There's no in between. And yeah, now that I've fixed my list. Oh, no, that's not what I meant to do. Okay, there we go. Now I fixed my list. So anyway, at 6th place, I have Dynamike. So what Dynamike's Hypercharge does is once he hits his, or once his super explodes, it launches a bunch of smaller Dynamike sticks in a circular shape around where the super exploded. So basically, Fidget Spinner combined with his super. This is really good because he can get a ton of damage in a huge area. It's not as good when you're focusing on one place, for example, in Heist, but you can still get a lot of value, you can get a lot of damage done. And yeah. At 5th place, I have Jessie's Hypercharge. So Jessie's Hypercharge simply makes it so that her super during the Hypercharge has more health and does more damage. So this is insane, especially paired with the Recoil Spring Star Power, I believe that's what it's called, on the high save, that turret can just do insane damage. It's nothing to laugh at. At 4th place, I have Colette's Hypercharge. So Colette's Hypercharge makes it so that while she's supering, another shadow thing is following her. So you can get 2 hits in 1, basically. This is good in Heist. When you're supering onto the safe, you get guaranteed 2 hits. four technically, because you'd be there and then back, with both, and it's good. Maybe the concept is not as good, but the damage you can do with that Shadowling following you is pretty good. At third place, I have Crow's Hypercharge. Crow's Hypercharge makes it so that once he jumps, the daggers spread out, and then they come back. So, like a Griff Super in a circular shape, but they come back quicker. And they also pierce through enemies. So, you can... first of all, it looks super satisfying. And second of all, oh my gosh, I just realized this. You just jump. So, you're standing on top of a high safe, you just jump up and then back down. You'd get a double hit with each... you can get four super hits onto the high safe because you jump, they spread out, they come back, another hit. And then when you land, they spread out and come back. That's another two hits. That's insane damage. At second place, I have Rosa's Hypercharge. So Rosa's Hypercharge makes it so that while she is hypercharged and using her super, she has a small area roughly the size of a Jackie attack around her that will slow enemies. This is really good for securing kills on people who are nearby you. Not as good for long range kills. Obviously Rose is a tank, so she's not really good at long range in general. But yeah. And at first place, if you haven't been paying attention, it's Lou's Hypercharge. I mean, obviously Lou's Hypercharge is the best Hypercharge. I mean, you know. So Lou's Hypercharge is definitely the best one. What it does is if you hit someone with your Hypercharge super, they instantly get frozen, so it's basically a free kill every time. It's insane. And yeah, the Hypercharge is definitely my favorite one. I'm not sure about you guys, but yeah, so that's gonna wrap it up for the episode, actually. I guess I'll see you guys in the next episode. Alvagenix out.